called Drum Frenzy.
Why?
This one is called A Gift from France. It's an old favorite. Vanessa sang so beautifully was called The Euro, off the album entitled The Euro. And it went into a tune called Lip Gloss Iguana, which is a homage to Captain Beefheart.
You changed. You changed. You're different. You're strange. Your hair is rearranged. Your method of acting really brings me down. Why do you have to be around? I want you back, your old self back. I don't want no heart attack. I want you back, your old self back.
Thank you.
Massacre continued for still another day. Children were dispatched in the most horrible manner. Their intestines were cut out, the Glandolinians even pelting their victims with them. Children were commanded to eat the hearts of the dead children, and those who refused were tortured beyond describing. The children were fairly bathed in blood. Scores upon scores of poor children were cut to pieces after being strangled to death. And even their organs were hung on trees. Children were forced to swallow the sliced fragments of dead children's hearts. Nearly three quarters of the number of children who were massacred died first by strangulation. Their eyes and protruding tongue were extracted, and their bodies opened, and their entrails pulled out, and their bodies hacked and torn and left lying in that condition on the streets and pavements. Blood-dripping corpses were fairly hung from windows or stuck on posts and piles. Children by the score per minute were scourged to death. Also, they were struck by horrible whips made of rubber, rope, or leather, and also elastic rubber rope. Made with horrible iron spike lashes at the ends, and the lashes tore their flesh until they were covered with gore. Within 3 days, they sliced the bodies of the helpless innocents, lay strewn by thousands, the blood lying in puddles. Bugs. One day, Henny Penny was out in the barnyard picking for corn when all of a sudden something hit her on the head. Dear me, the sky is falling. I better go tell the king. And off she went. And then she met Ducky Lucky. Where are you going, Henny Penny? Well, I'm going to tell the king that the sky is falling. Can I come too? Why, certainly. And off they went. This is the church, and this is the steeple. Open the door and see all the people. This is the church, and this is the steeple. Open the door. Hey, where is everyone? Tongue were extracted and their bodies open and their entrails pulled out and their bodies hacked and torn and lying in that condition on the streets and pavements. Blood dripping corpses were fairly hung from windows, stuck on posts and piles. Children by the score per minute were scorched to death. Also, they were struck by horrible whips made of rubber, rope, and leather, and also elastic rubber whips. Horrible iron spike lashes at the ends, and the lashes tore their flesh until they were covered with gore. Within 3 days, the bodies of the innocents lay strewn by the thousands of blood lying in puddles. Was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children she didn't know what to do. She lived without soundly and without any bread.
Thank you.
soup. The other day, a few months ago, I got on the subway. And it was totally crowded, and there was only one seat left. And I walked up to the guy who was blocking the way, and I said, "Excuse me." And he moved, and I sat down. I said, "Thanks." And he was drinking a cup of soup. And he looked at me, and he said, "It's a nice day for soup." I said, "Yeah." And I noticed that he had some soup on his chin, and I pointed that out to him. And I think that made him a little upset. And then he looked at me again right in the eye, and he said, "What are you thinking about?" Him right in the eye, and I said, "Reincarnation." And he was trying to get with me, so he said, "Yeah." I didn't really like the looks of him, you know. He had little tiny teeth and little tiny fingernails, and he was a big guy, and he should have had bigger fingers. And so then I said, "You know, if you're not good in this life, you could be reborn as a giant bug trapped in a rock devoured by parasites." And he said, "Yeah." "What's your name?" And I said, "Vanessa." And I accidentally gave him my real name instead of my fake name that I give to creeps, which is Samantha. And I said, "You know, did you know that if you're not good in this life, you could be reborn in one of the 18 hells? There's not 8 hot hells, 8 burning hot hells, and 8 freezing cold hells, and then 2 ephemeral hells, and in the hot hells you'll be burned with giant pokers stuck up your butt, and in the cold hells you'll have to drink ice and be stuck on ice pokers up your butt. And in the ephemeral hells, that's the worst. There's hillsides that covered with looks like green soft grass, but really it's razor blades, and every time you step on it, it cuts your foot, and then you pick up your foot and it heals, and then you have to step again, and you can't go forward and you can't go backwards, you just keep climbing. And then you finally get over this hill, and you're so thirsty, and you look down, and there's this beautiful stream flowing by, and you bend down to drink from the stream, and you discover it's filled with rotting corpses. And then we were at my stop, and I went to get off, and he said, "Can I get your number?" And I said, "No."